It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary. And, you know, it's time to check in on our school district update and see how the Coyotes are doing over there. Lots going on, lots coming up. Believe it or not, we're, you know, like about a month away from the final really big vacation time off for the kids. And then it's back to school, and we'll have our end of the year testing, and then the year will be over. It's amazing how it just flies by when you're not doing it, and or when you're not a student or maybe even a teacher. So we'll talk to him all about that. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to be here.
So let's talk about, you said you guys just wrapped up parent-teacher conferences already, and they went pretty well, you said?
It was good. We actually had a higher percentage of parents coming in the spring than the fall, which is usually not the case. Usually once they've met the teachers, it's harder to get them to come, but we actually had a great, we had 95% of our parents attend. And we tried something new this year in conjunction with parent-teacher. We did our science fair at the same time. So the students had their boards displayed, and when they were done talking to their teacher, they could go walk through the gym and see all those projects. So we've never done it that way, and it seemed to be pretty successful. It let them kill two birds with one stone and just come to the school once and do it all.
Well, and like you said, and I think if you go to a science fair or even maybe like a history fair or anything like that, you're going to realize that maybe these kids know a lot more than you do.
Oh, I walked around looking at these projects. There was a lot of things that I was just impressed that they even thought of doing. And as I read it, I was learning things from their projects, and it was pretty impressive.
Well, that's very cool. And then it's great to know that is still there. And the science is just one of those things. I think that if a kid gets into it at a young age, they're hooked for the rest of their life.
Well, and I think if they realize what science fair is, it's just, truly having a question and going and experimenting to find an answer. There's not a right, project or a right thing. And I think that's a great thing to learn because that's life.
Yeah, that's a fair enough answer, really, when you think about it. All right. So as we were talking, we're getting towards the end of the year. And one of those things that always happens at the end of the year that everybody loves, especially the kids, is field trips. And you've got a couple of them planned already, don't you?
I think everyone might love them, but the principal who gets nervous. But yeah, we have a few coming up. Third grade's going to the farm day out at the fairgrounds. There's a local, I remember what it is, the farmers, but they put it on for all the third grade in the district, and it's always fun. And then our big one of the year is always our fifth grade going to Jay City, and so they have that coming up, and that is,
and I had never heard of that, but let's talk about that for just a moment because it sounds fascinating.
So Jay stands for Junior Achievement, and they now have two locations in Utah. But what they do is have all these businesses there, and the kids go through a bunch of processes at school. They learn how to write checks and how to keep track of their money, and they do an interview. We bring in a bunch of local business people to interview them, and that helps us assign them to a job, and they all get a job when they go to this city, and it has to make the city work. There's bankers, and there's people that deliver goods to all of the businesses, and they even have a TV station that some of the kids broadcast live through this. Anyway, they just opened the new location at the University Place, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we'll be going, and it's so much fun to watch them. I love to go and just walk around and watch all of them kind of be nervous, mm-hmm. but have these experiences where they're really learning hands-on, and it's really a cool thing.
Very good. And who knows, you may be dealing with the next Tom Brokaw or something, and maybe they get an itch at the TV station.
Yeah, you never know.
And that's the one.
I mean, they have an election for mayor before we go, and there's even a mayor who has to talk to the citizens all the time. I mean, they get so many experiences. It's just really cool.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Another thing that's a lot of fun, and you guys do so much with it, especially the PTA up there, do a lot with Dr. Seuss Week, and that's coming up next week.
Yeah, so Dr. Seuss's birthday is actually Saturday, so we're celebrating it next week, but, we do dress-up days every day that, go with his books, Green Eggs and Ham and Crazy Socks for Fox and Socks and, those kinds of things. And the kids, they always love to dress up and do things like that. And this year the PTA is doing something a little different. They had enough money from their book fairs. They're actually giving every kid a book, so they're going to come into a little bookstore, basically, and pick out a book they can take home, so that will be fun. And so, yeah, we just got a lot going on that week that should be fun.
And it's always a lot of fun every year. There's so much that goes on. And speaking of fun, let's talk about it, because it's really the last, you know, break from school that they get. Spring break is coming up. Is it the end of March?
It's actually April 1st through the 5th, so it's that first week of April. And
make your plans now.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming really fast. And then, like you were saying, the year comes to a close really quick when we get back. We get really busy, and it goes fast.
Now that you know when it is, plan those Disney trips now.
Yes.
Now's the time to go, right?
Instead of during testing.
And hopefully you don't hit four or five other school districts that have spring break at the same time.
That's true.
And then, yes, and then you'll come back and wrap up and get ready to have final year, end of year testing. And then the school year's over. Then we're talking about next year already.
Yeah, it goes fast.
It sure does. It really does. Seems like it goes really fast. Like I said, especially from someone on the outside looking in. Because I don't know if I believe we'll probably talk one more time. And I bet you it's going to be, you know, right around time you guys are testing.
I'm sure. It will probably be into May. Yeah.
So we'll get that as well. So Principal Keith Palmer of Creekview, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate you taking out the time and talking to us and bringing us up to speed on everything that's going on over there.
Yep, thanks again for always caring about the schools.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.